Let's go get an update on fall playoff sports in the state of Michigan and also where winter sports are at right now. With that pause from Lansing, Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. He is standing by live from Lansing. And Mark, what's the latest?
So good to be with you, Bill. Good afternoon. Our representative council, which is our 19-member board of directors, we met earlier today. And based on the three-week pause order that lies in front of us, we have updated our restart schedule. And we are shooting for December the 9th to be the date that all of our sports would restart practices. So let's first deal with fall. That on Wednesday, December 9th, after this three-week pause, we will get practice restarted, and then volleyball, they're going to finish their season the following week. So they're going to start practice on Wednesday, and then the following Tuesday, which would be December the 15th, will be our quarterfinals. Those always fall on a Tuesday, and we'll stick with another Tuesday date. And then the winners on Tuesday night would advance to the semifinals that Thursday and Friday, which would be the 17th and 18th of December, with the four championship matches in volleyball being played on Saturday, December the 19th. So after the restart on December 9, our volleyball season would be concluded in roughly the next 10 days. Swimming and diving, all they have left are their finals. And what we would do is also restart practices on Wednesday, December 9th. And given swimming, it can't just be a case of, well, we're going to restart the season and then your final meet is going to be a week or so later. Of all of our sports, Bill, to be honest, swimming was probably put in the toughest spot because all those kids have been tapering. They've been, right-sizing their workouts so that they would have all been hitting kind of their peak times for this coming weekend, the original day to the finals. So we're going to restart swim, again, practice on Wednesday, December the 9th, and then they're going to have 2 weeks that our diving finals will be on Tuesday, December the 22nd. Swimmers would then get 2 full weeks of practice under the restart, and then those championships would be held the following day, Wednesday, December 23rd. Also finishing that sport before the holidays kick in, but yet still giving them a 2 week practice window for those divers and swimmers. And then last but not least, football practice would also restart on Wednesday, December the 9th. Get roughly a week of practice, and then the fourth round of the playoffs would be on the following. And again, if everybody's thinking Friday nights are for high school football, December will be different, that we would be playing round four on either Tuesday or Wednesday, December 15 and 16, and then the round five, which would be our 8-player finals and our 11-player semis, would be played on the following Monday or Tuesday. That's December 21 and 22. And then last but not least, our 11-player finals. We have gotten these dates approved by Ford Field that we would finish up the 11-player tournament at Ford Field on Monday and Tuesday, December 28 and 29th. So as long as we're able to restart practices on December 9th after the three-week pause, all three of our fall championship sports would be completed yet in the calendar year 2020. So that was probably the biggest piece of news, especially for those that have a fall athlete or a fall team still participating. And then the other big thing that our council did today is, if we're able to restart practices on December 9th, is we would also allow winter sports to do the same, to get those kids back in the gym, back in the facility, practicing. But winter sport competitions, any games, meets, or matches for winter sports, those can start on Monday, January the 4th. So what that would allow is for our winter teams, because, Bill, we've had four of our winter sports that hadn't even started practice yet: boys basketball, wrestling, bowling, and skiing. So that would allow them back in the gym on December the 9th, a chance for, you know, a couple of those teams to conduct tryouts. For our other winter sports to keep practicing, and then we're really looking at a game season or a game schedule that would be the months of January and February, and then into our postseason in March. So that's what our board did today. We now have dates down on the calendar, and we are moving full speed ahead that we can all do our part. I just saw the updated COVID numbers for today. We're down into the 5,000s, which was certainly better than what we've seen, you know, the last handful of days. So everybody just keep doing your part, and let's give our kids a chance to play here coming up.
Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, is joining us from Lansing here on the Huge Show across Michigan with an update on the pause in fall high school playoff sports, boys and girls, and also when winter will start. The big question I think a lot of people are wondering, okay, if the pause isn't lifted there on December 8th at midnight or whatever it is, December 9th officially, did you come up with a plan B and or plan C today with your executive council?
Not yet. Just because any kind of a plan B or a plan C, Bill, is going to be well into the calendar year 2021. And so that's where we really stopped with our fall and our winter sports. What I can tell is we're going to have some outreach here with Health and Human Services as well as with the governor's office, and we're going to be incredibly determined to where they're going to understand the rationale, the logic behind this schedule, along with all of our stats and data from this fall. You know, we had, during the 9 weeks that we were able to play football, we had 95% plus of our schools that were able to play every single week. In volleyball, and again, we've got the data in our postseason, in 2 weeks of our volleyball tournament, we were 94% plus of our schools that were able to play. All of our other fall sports, Bill, we literally were 98% plus of teams that were able to compete and to play. Those COVID-related issues that we had in those sports were all 1% or less in most cases. So we're going to show that we had some real live data, because, Bill, it's all about following the science and the data. We both have heard that countless times going back all the way to March. Well, we're going to show that the data that we have compiled, and we're going to make our case to where why these kids deserve to get some closure to their fall seasons during the month of December, and then also what we can put in place here to give our winter athletes a chance to compete, to start practice in December, but then for them to get a chance to begin competition January 4th and beyond. So it's not just going to be a hope and pray for the end of this 3 weeks, but we are going to actively seek communication and dialogue with those two offices, just so they have all the information and data available to them.
And just hearing what you and your executive council came up with, and Mark Ewell, Executive Director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan, the fact that you're pushing back the start of winter sports to the 1st of January, and the data that I have and you have and that you'll give to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services when it comes to the three remaining fall sports that still have their championships moving forward, it should be easy, unless there is an incredible uptick in cases and people dying, to go ahead and finish after December 9th. You're going to have kids, most of them will be out of school. You know, I know our school took the full week off next week. I believe that they're going to look at December 8th and that 9th return and maybe have an extended Christmas break. And the most important thing you mentioned, though, medical science data numbers, that needs to drive everything, not Twitter, Facebook, or somebody's political lean. And I'm looking at the 2020 MHSAA fall COVID data sheet. And in your last round of the playoffs, which would have been last weekend, 96.5% of the teams played games. No play due to COVID was only 3.5%. And by the way, that's lower than it was in week 9. So the numbers actually fluctuated, but just making a point, looking at the entire season, volleyball with 714 schools involved in districts, 94.3% played. No play due to COVID, contract tracing. And it doesn't mean that a team had a positive test just because of issues inside their school district. 94.3 played in the districts out of 714 volleyball schools. 5.7% didn't play. Regionals, it went up to 97%. So the numbers improved to less than 3% for the regionals. 714 Michigan high school volleyball programs began the playoffs. In football, it was 590. Boys soccer, amazing. Your regionals and semifinal didn't lose a game to COVID-19. Yeah, and it was...
They were perfect.
And they were close to 100% during the season, and this was supposed to be a high-risk sport, going back to the conversations in August. Cross-country, believe it or not, that they were in the same ballpark as soccer with no runs due to COVID. And the same thing, boys tennis, 100% in the finals, 99.1% during the year. Girls golf, nothing lost to COVID-19. And this is the one that I don't get with the pause in sports. That girls swim and diving, 222 schools, able to swim in the finals or on the entry date when they started, 99%. So your data here is pretty strong to go to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services or the governor's office or both and say, wait a minute, tell me as the executive director and our executive council representing schools of all sizes across Michigan, you tell us how we're supposed to go back to those school districts and those kids and those coaches who are in a safe environment that the data proves it, and tell me why we can't resume on December 9th.
Absolutely. And Bill, I'm up to almost, it's a little bit north now of 24 of screenshots or emails or posts that have been forwarded to me about all the different organizations, non-school organizations, that are engaging in athletic activity here over the next 3 weeks as if nothing happened. So that's the other part of the frustration, is we have shown that we can not only do this safe, but we can do this safe and get to the finish line in so many of our sports, but based on this most recent order, it explicitly shut down high school sports and middle school sports, along with in-person education at the high school level, which, given the COVID numbers, we can understand. I can absolutely get this. But the part that is tough to stomach right now is for the next 3 weeks, we have all of our programs on pause, but yet these non-school facilities, I mean, I'm looking right at it, that they're going to be practicing during the weeks, headed across state lines for weekend tournaments in Indiana and Ohio, and once December 9th gets here, then they're going to have those tournaments and events right here in Michigan. So part of this, Bill, is I just want to make sure that we're playing under the same rules that all other amateur sports organizations have. It's almost like we get punished because we are organized, we are disciplined, we have our act together, that everything that has come out of our state leaders, whether it be government or health, we have been able to put into policy almost immediately. And given the way that our schools are governed, where you don't have rogue coaches and rogue teams, but you have coaches that answer to ADs, who answer to principals and superintendents and boards of education, and we are very public, we are very transparent. I just want all of us to be playing under the same set of rules, and if kids are going to be able to play and be active, our data shows that kids are, without question, the most safe in our programs.
I will say, with MFA, a local club soccer team that my son plays on, they did announce that they are postponing everything until the pause is lifted. So I will say that that's a club. And what it probably is the bigger clubs are being smart and following the rules, but somebody that has organized a travel team on their own, maybe finding a gym, or they have a gym, or somehow to work out and travel and get out of the state and, you know, beat the rules, which again isn't fair to these high school teams who have followed the rules and these coaches. And you're looking at, there's no reason to not have the swimming championships. I mean, my Lord, you look at your data, which is very impressive, and you look at the high school numbers, and you look at the safe environment, and you line up that data against what we see coming out of Lansing or what we see in America, and it's a totally different picture. It really is, Mark. And this isn't political. I'm just saying that's the science, that's the numbers, that's the data. There are no stories of Michigan high school athletes who are in a hospital right now anywhere in this state because they played a fall sport. And I'm talking about from COVID-19. They could have had a knee injury, ankle yep. injury, shoulder, or something like that. And I feel for those kids. But yeah, this data is important, because I think when you look at this three-week pause and the numbers going down, just as we begin the pause, That's a good thing, a great thing. And you're looking at the vaccines and you're looking at the rapid test now for emergency use will be approved. So there's a lot coming. You know, I know we're in a fight right now, but I think the Michigan High School Athletic Association has followed all the guidelines of schools, the superintendents, the principals, the ADs, the coaches, the players, the families, the booster clubs. Everybody has stood together, and there's no reason, unless there's a major rise in cases and people dying, that you can't finish those fall sports. And I think you're meeting everybody in the middle, like I said, that you're pushing back the start of games until after the first of the year when the kids come back from school to give it even more time to settle down.
Yep. And I still think we can give our winter athletes, and I know there's many on social media that like to bash me personally because, you know, everybody thinks my
Welcome
kid only
to the
plays
club.
Football.
Welcome to the club.
My kid is a football, hockey, baseball kid, so is a three-sport athlete, and we want to get our fall kids here to the finish line, but by gosh, we're going to give our winter kids an experience, and we fully believe if we're able to play games after the first of the year that we can have a quality regular season, and we may have to push back our winter tournament dates a little bit later into March, but I think we can give a great winter experience during the months of January, February, and March, and then that still leaves the entire months of April, May, and June for our spring sport athletes who missed out on an entire year last year. So all we need here is the chance. We've got a great plan put in place. We're continuing to comply with every directive that we're told that we have to, but if we're able to get back to activity on December the 9th, we're going to restart practices. We're going to get our fall tournaments all concluded during the month of December. We'll all take that pause over the holidays, and then winter sports, we can begin those competitions and games in January, and away we go. So it's a good plan in place. We just need the opportunity to do so, and based on the data and the metrics that you know, we've collected now over almost the last 3 months, we're well positioned for that chance.
And also away from your son, who currently is a three-sport athlete, you mentioned hockey, baseball, and football. You're also a swim dad, and your wife is a swim mom, because when you drop the word tapering, I'm like, where in the heck is Yule going with this? Your son was a swimmer, I think, you know, went off to college at Hope. But I'm telling you, when you drop tapering, I'm like, that is a serious swim dad.
Absolutely. No, my oldest is a sophomore swimmer at Hope College, and they're going to do the same thing at the college level. They're shutting down here to send kids home for the holiday break, and what the MIAA's plan is for their winter sports was when they come back after the first of the year, they're going to be able to compete as well. So our plan fits in with what's happening at other levels of sport here in our own state, too.
It is a beautiful thing when you can just follow the data and the science. And I go back to day one when Dr. Ed Crinoli, our medical insider, back in March, first day a case was reported in the state of Michigan, I said, Dr. K, who's also on your sports medicine advisory board with the Michigan High School Athletic Association, I said, Dr. K, what's the one thing to give everyone hope listening that they should follow away from Twitter, Facebook, or 9,000 cable and satellite channels? And he said, follow the medical science and data, and it will get us out of this. And there you go. And you guys have
that's
good
all we
data.
Can do.
Oh, yep, that's good data. And you're fighting for the kids, Mark. And don't worry about getting ripped on Twitter and Facebook. I welcome you to the club. I'll send you your tea jacket with the Twitter logo that you get when you're getting destroyed on Twitter. If we're going to base our lives on Twitter and Facebook, we have bigger fish to fry in America.
Amen, and that's why, it really goes in.
Don't let your kids read it. Yeah, I know. You got like, you know, Bushwhack Bob from, you know, St. Louis, Michigan. You don't know who it is saying, oh, he just wants football. No, you know what? You're following the science and the data. I get that too, where people are coming at me going, oh, you're just pushing football because you have kids that play. I go, no, I'm not. Yep. I go, like, no, I'm looking at the science and the data, and that's what the Michigan High School Athletic Association has done. Mark, thanks for the update. People can stay in touch, MHSAA.com on their computers, at MHSAA on Twitter and MHSAA on Facebook. Appreciate the update.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep, Mark Ewell. Has there been anybody in the bunker more than Yule? And I know some of you say, well, sports aren't important right now, man. No. Him and his executive council and his entire team in their offices in Lansing have done nothing but fight for our children. Our kids need this. I know they're happy. My kids get a full week of Thanksgiving break next week. And you talk about just ruining my turkey day. The entire week, they're ecstatic. No school. There isn't one kid that says, oh, are you serious? We don't have to go to school. Shucks. But I will say what they do miss more than they'll admit. Our children, I don't care if you got a five-year-old that plays rec soccer. They miss being around their teammates. They miss their coaches. They miss their friends. They miss the competition. They miss a good run or a sweat. And I applaud Mark Yule and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. They're fighting to make sure that all those football teams remaining in all classes, that all those girls' volleyball programs remaining, and even girls swimming and diving, that they will get through this championship season. And I can sense through Mark Yule's voice that he has hope. Because we lost the winter championships last year to the pandemic. We lost the spring championships. We lost part of this football season. And he's not looking blindly, putting sports before safety. He's looking at the importance of seniors, not only his own son, but other senior boy and girls, or boys and girls, to make sure they don't lose another season of chasing their dreams.